This goes to Dr. Murray, fax 989-583-1914, regarding Elaine Bigelow, B-I-G-E-L-O-W, date of birth 11-4-1947. Dear Dr. Murray, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Bigelow with proteinuria, hypertension, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, and hyponatremia. Her last visit was 1 year ago, November 21st of 2022. Her weight is unchanged. However, she did have an abnormal stress test this year and then required a cardiac catheterization with a stent placement on October 16th. Since that time, she was started on Plavix, 75 milligram daily, and also she's still on Eliquis. Right now, it's 2.5 milligram twice a day. Since she was having excessive bleeding around her ileostomy stoma right after the cardiac catheterization. She had to make a trip to ER for them to help stop the bleeding, or else she couldn't have reattached the ileostomy. Has not done that since, but she has been on the lower dose of Eliquis since that happened. She is feeling much better, no current chest pain or palpitations. She has some dyspnea on exertion, but none at rest. No cough, wheezing, or sputum production. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. No edema. Medications, in addition to the Lipitor, Plavix, and Eliquis, she's also on the Multac. It's 400 milligram twice a day. Digoxin, 0.125 milligram once a day. She takes a multivitamin and some Restasis drops. Tenormin is 50 milligram twice a day, and Restoril is 30 milligram daily at bedtime. Physical exam, weight 117 pounds, pulse 79, and blood pressure 120 over 68. Neck is supple. There's no jugular venous distension. Lungs are clear. Heart is regular without murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft, flat, non-tender. No peripheral edema. Her ileostomy is patent. No signs of bleeding at this point. No edema. Labs, most recent lab studies were done November 15th, 2023. Creatinine is 0.95 with estimated GFR greater than 60. Albumin 4.5, calcium 9.4. Sodium is 135, previous level was 136. Potassium is 3.9. Carbon dioxide slightly lower than previous level. It's 18 now, previously 21. Phosphorus, 2.9. Hemoglobin is 12.3 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan. One is proteinuria with preserved kidney function. Two, hypertension is well controlled. Three, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation, anticoagulated. Four, hyponatremia, currently stable. The patient will have lab studies done every 6 months, and she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 12 months. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.